When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I really do love the ocean and I love to be underwater. And I mean, as cheesy as it is, I love the way it feels like swimming around in my mermaid tail. It's great.
If you've wanted yet feared to do work that is weird, this is the show you just need to hear.
Hi, I'm Sam Balter and this is Weird Work. That woman you just heard at the top, her name is Maria Russo. And aside from being maybe the coolest person on earth, she managed to actually become what she always wanted to be as a kid, a professional mermaid. Maria tells us all about her mermaid company, Sirenalia, and what life's really like when you wear a tail for a living. I'll give you a hint. It all starts with a bloody nose.
Now let's listen to them speak about their jobs, which are quite unique. Weird work.
In one sentence, how would you describe what you do?
I am a mermaid.
And what mermaid things do you do?
Well, you know, I own Sirenalia. We call ourselves a mermaid production company. And we do basically everything that is related to mermaiding and being a professional mermaid.
What does mermaiding mean?
For me, like mermaiding is like when you're like, in the mermaid tail, being a mermaid. But the whole world of like mermaids and the mermaid industry is, you know, there's a lot to it. And our company really does it all. It's such a niche market that we couldn't really be like a niche in the niche, you know? So we cover everything. So we make mermaid tails. We do performances at kids' parties and special events. We do mermaid transformations, and we host mermaid retreats.
Can we just walk through what a mermaid transformation is?
So our mermaid transformations, it's like a package that we sell where we style you and lend you a mermaid tail and teach you a little bit about posing underwater and swimming in the tail and then do an underwater photo shoot with you.
Very nice. So what are the characteristics of a mermaid for people? Like, are mermaids fun? Are they sassy? Like, when you're building out your, like, mermaid photo shoot, what are you aiming for people to look like or do or things like that?
I mean, it just depends on the mermaid, you know? Like, some girls want to do, like, a topless, sexy siren mermaid photo shoot, and some want to do something, like, scary and serious. And, you know, some want a photo shoot to promote their business where they work with children. So they're going to want something like really sweet. So it just kind of depends on like what the individual that is booked the photo shoot is looking for. But I mean, the main characteristic of a mermaid is they have a mermaid tail.
That's just ground rule, table stakes. Number one, can't be a mermaid without the tail.
I guess you really could be a mermaid without the tail too. Okay. I mean, if you're a mermaid in your heart, you know, I do a lot of kids parties and, you know, all the children at the party will imagine their mermaid tails and they're real mermaids.
Aww.
Too.
Okay. So yes, you don't need the tail. As long as you have mermaid in your heart, you're a mermaid.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. What got you into mermaids?
You know, it was kind of like a coincidence in some ways. I mean, I have always loved mermaids and swimming. I grew up in Austin, you know, we're very close to Aquarena Springs. So the mermaids at Aquarena Springs definitely influenced me. And then my probably made like cultural influence was the movie Splash.
Yes. Young Tom Hanks.
Young Tom Hanks and Daryl Hannah. And when I saw that movie, I was old enough to realize that that was a costume. And I realized that like that was something that was possibly attainable.
Yeah.
You know, like I could be that mermaid in that movie if I you know, really wanted to, like that wasn't impossible. And she looked so real and she looked so beautiful. So that was definitely like an early influence to me. I made like a mermaid tail probably, you know, right after I saw that movie, you know, out of garbage bags and duct tape. So
was that safe to swim in that? Or was that like
definitely not safe? I like made it on my like little nephew.
So you were like, I want this to be possible. Might be dangerous. Let's bring a nephew in here.
Yeah. No, definitely not safe, but I loved making mermaid costumes because they're functional. And so that was always really like interesting to me to like make a costume that like worked, you know?
Yeah, that could like do something that was more than just like pure pageantry or something like that.
Right. Yeah. And I, in a former life, was a circus performer at resorts in the Riviera Maya. And so we like traveled around in a school bus with a bunch of friends. And I produced some shows down there. Like most of these shows were like fire shows in front of a pool. And so I was like, let's throw a mermaid in the pool. And so I started building like nicer adult costumes for those shows. And then when I moved back to Austin, I met Jason Darling, who's my boyfriend and business partner, and he's a really good artist. And he and I worked together to create a silicone mermaid tail that was like special effects quality, like super realistic. Yeah. And after we made the first one, we did a horrible job. It was a mess. We like tried to hide the seams by making it in a bunch of pieces, but we actually just created a bunch of seams. But we learned a lot. We were like, okay, we have to make another one. But
so it's like a goopy stitched together blob.
Yeah, it was no good. But we figured it out, and then you know, then we wanted to make another one that was good. There was like two factors. One is that they're really expensive to make. And then also when people started seeing the pictures online of the mermaid tail, they started asking us, you know, if we would appear at kids' birthday parties. And I have a background in performance art, so that was an obvious thing to say yes to.
Yeah.
And so then we just kind of started like building this little company.
It sounds like it happened pretty organically, just one thing after another. You weren't like setting out to build a mermaid empire.
No, yeah, we definitely weren't. Definitely just kind of happened to us. But that's also kind of like in Jason and I's nature. I think on me and Jason's second date, we started like planning a business that we would start together. And so it's kind of like starting businesses is like a hobby that both of us enjoy.
So when you met him, it's like you're talking and then you're like, I just got to build this mermaid tail.
I was just like, I want to build this mermaid tail. And he was like, I have some ideas of like ways that we can make it better and like some things that we could do. And, you know, let's try it. It'll be fun. You know, like we're both artists and we both like to create things and build things. So it was just made sense. He was also probably trying to impress me, you know?
So there were just like, yeah, down for whatever.
Yeah, he's like, sure, baby. Well, let's make a mermaid tail.
Yeah, absolutely. What better first, second, or third date could you possibly have than building mermaid tails together?
Yeah. I do a lot of stuff. I own an event staffing company here in Austin, and my boyfriend has a lollipop company, and we have a like bulldog breeding program, and we are opening a nail salon in November.
Man, that's so do you have any sort of like background in business or any experience, or did you just hit the ground running?
I like barely graduated high school. I have no college education. I like ran away with the circus when I was 18. So yeah, no, I don't know. Just happened.
That's impressive. So tell me a little bit more about these retreats.
So our mermaid retreats are definitely the most interesting and most fun thing that we do. So we have one coming up in February 15th, I believe. And it's like on this little tiny island, and the island like sits on top of Barrier Reef. So we basically, like, our guests just have to get their plane ticket to Belize City. And then we have like a charter plane and a little tiny boat. We like do everything for you to like get you out to the island. And then out on the island, we have a mermaid vacation. It's like so hard to like explain how cool it is and how fun it is. It's basically
so walk me through a day. Like I wake up. Do I put my mermaid tail on right there? Are we eating breakfast together?
No,
what's happening?
We eat breakfast together. Like, this is a tiny island. This island is the size of Whole Foods. So there's no like stores or restaurants or anything like that. So all of like the meals are included. And it's like traditional Belizean food, and it's like super delicious. A lot of like beans and rice and fresh fruit and fish and stuff like that. So yeah, we wake up and we have breakfast together, and then we, you know, take turns like going out to the reef in our mermaid tails. And, you know, it takes a few people, like someone has to get you into your tail, and you need like the photographer will be like all the way underwater with scuba gear and weights. And so then like someone from our team needs to like middle between the photographer and the mermaid. And we'll have like floaties for the mermaid. And usually like me or Jason or someone will like go underwater with a mask and like communicate through hand signals with the photographer, and then like send the mermaid down, you know, for her shoot, and like help her not get too tired and get back to the boat or to shore or whatever. We do one mermaid at a time, and then, you know, the rest of the crowd is just like hanging back on the island. And I think like what's really interesting about it is it's like this like amazing combination between like pageantry or like drag and like extreme sport.
So beyond the tail, like what kind of things are people doing to get ready for the mermaid transformation?
I don't know if you've ever been involved in like any like sort of like costume culture, like Burning Man or like being in a drag show, mm-hmm. or just like performance art, but you know, like burlesque, like a lot of that is like building your costume, you know?
Yeah.
So we will build the costume for people, like every single part. We'll make your headdress, we'll make your top, we'll, you know, do your glitter makeup, everything. But a lot of people like to like do a lot of it themselves. It's like crafting, and like costume building is like a lot of the fun. So that's like a lot of like on our retreats, what's happening is the participants are hanging out together, like sharing tips and tricks of the trade and like crafting, you know?
Yeah. So they're like, I'm going for this mermaid look. Somebody else is like, ooh, that looks cool, but I might tweak it with different colors or something along those lines.
Totally.
Dope.
And then like when you're in the water, I mean, like if we're like just doing a little mermaid transformation photo shoot in a pool, it's like not so hard. But like when you're out in the ocean, like it's like not easy.
How long are these photo shoots?
When we like go out for like a shoot in the ocean, we'll probably be out for like an hour or two.
Damn. And is it easier to swim with a mermaid tail or not?
Both.
Okay.
It's different, right? So you have a monofin inside of your mermaid tail, like a free diving monofin. So it's like a flippers that are like fused together. And so those really propel you through the water. And then also the mermaid tail is skin tight. And so you become really like aquadynamic. So, you know, like one of the first times I swam in a nice mermaid tail that I had made, I was in a pool and I broke my nose on the other side of the pool because I didn't realize how much the mermaid tail was going to shoot me through the water.
So you jump in, you gun it, and then you just smash straight into the wall.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's a hilarious mental
It was hilarious
picture
too.
I'm like your first run, you're like all excited with this fucking tricked out mermaid tail.
I was like at this like bizarre pool at this resort called La Reina Roja in Playa del Carmen. It's like an all adult resort. It's like a pool inside the club, and it's like an adult club. It's all like red and black and like super sexy. I have like a red vinyl mermaid tail, and I'm like topless with pasties, like doing like a performance, and I like get in the water and just like slam my face into the wall and like break my nose. So, awesome. But
and so there's just like blood, like there's like all this blood coming out as well or anything.
Yeah, there's like blood and boobs and like chlorine in my eyes. My eyes were like closed because the pool was like over chlorinated. It's just great. It was lovely. It was beautiful.
And that didn't like turn you off to the mermaid life at all? That wasn't, you weren't like, no. Fuck this. No,
failures are great.
That's true. Yeah, you only had to break like one bone. Lesson learned.
Well, I've broken my nose like 3 times, but in a mermaid tale only once.
Yeah.
But so you know, that helps you swim better, the monofin, right?
Yeah.
But your legs are bound. So, you know, you can't tread water.
Oh.
You know?
So,
you know,
okay.
What I mean?
Yeah. You can't really just like chill. You got to be kind of putting in a lot of force to stay up.
Yeah. If you're a really comfortable swimmer, if you're already comfortable with free diving or with a monofin, like, it's not going to be difficult for you. But if you're not really comfortable in the water, or you've never like swam with your legs tied together, like, it can, I think it can be like, I don't think it really makes it much harder, but it can definitely be scary.
Yeah.
And it definitely like uses like certain muscle groups. You like don't get to take a break from like all like abs and calf. So, you know, it is exhausting.
It's definitely a good workout. It sounds like
it's definitely a good workout. And it's like so fun. It's like surreal. Like, I'm like out in like the middle of the ocean, like crystal clear blue water with like fish swimming all around me. And I'm like 34 years old and underwater pretending to be a mermaid with my best friends. And it's crazy and so fun. I love it. Fucking love it.
Yeah. It sounds like a blast. Who comes on these trips? What's like the demographics? What kind of people show up to mermaid retreats, and are mermaids in general, I guess?
So it's mostly like girls between the age of 27 and 40.
And primarily women. Are there mermen?
Yeah, definitely. We have like 2 mermen in our like pod or whatever.
Yeah. Wait, what do you call a bunch of mermaids together? Is there,
I've heard pod used. I don't know. I mean, the mermaids that are like most closely associated with me are all my employees.
So
my mermaid squad.
So you're not hanging out with other mermaid squads?
Not really. I'm not, but I'm open to it. I love other mermaids.
So there's no like you don't have like a rival mermaid crew out of like San Diego or something.
No, not out of San Diego. I mean, there's definitely some mermaids out there that I don't like. But mostly if I find out that like someone's a mermaid or they're like into like mermaid shit, I'm like pretty stoked, you know?
Yeah. So as long as they're into it, but there are not all the mermaids are buddy buddy.
No, they don't all get along. That's definitely true.
Just spitballing. Is it like there's a whole group of like sex fetish type of mermaids, or is it like there's just mermaids that are more after the money, or like,
you know, I have never come across sex fetish mermaids. People ask me that question a lot, but I have actually never come across it. Like the closest thing is like we call them like merverts. There's like some weird guys on the internet that like will message me like pretending like they want to buy a tail. And then as like the conversation goes on, it starts to be like super weird. You know, they're like, how hard is it to get on? Okay, that's a normal question. And they're like, what does it feel like when you put it on? And I'm like, oh.
Oh, like we're going down a real weird path now.
There's like some weird like dudes out there that are like into mermaids and, you know, whatever it is, there's people that are into it, you know, and like kind of like creep on mermaids. There's this thing called like the Mer Network, and it's like a, you know, a community chat board, and there's like a list of like no merverts to avoid.
So you have a merverts blacklist?
There's a merverts blacklist, yes. But I don't know any like people that are like mermaids for sexual reasons.
No matter what you do on the internet, someone's going to creep on you. Like guaranteed, it doesn't matter.
Totally.
Yeah, I really don't get the mermaid sort of attraction, but...
Yeah, right? Like, they're missing all the best parts. I've always wanted to make a mermaid tale for a pornographic film. Like, if anyone that makes pornos is listening to this, I'll give you a really good deal. I would love to make you a mermaid tale. I think it would be so fun and cool.
I think, yeah, that, oh my God. Yeah, you could also be the first, you could be behind the first mermaid porno, which would be huge.
It wouldn't be the first. Yeah.
You would just be the first one with like movie quality tales.
Yeah.
It's not, I don't think it's the future we're all looking for. Okay, so how much of being a mermaid is just for the sort of pageantry of it versus like people have a really direct association with like the water and the ocean and sea creatures and things like that?
For me, it's like both. Like I like the attention of like, you know, being a mythical character and everyone looking at you and the pageantry. But then I also like, I really do love the ocean and I love to be underwater. And I mean, as cheesy as it is, I love the way it feels like swimming around in my mermaid tail. It's great, you know, so it's both for me. At Serenalia, we do a lot of like environmental activism. We, as much as we can, like use the mermaid imagery to like, you know, promote water conservation and things like that. So I don't know, it's both, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess I just wonder about it in general. Like when I think about things like comic conventions and role playing things, like I wonder, you know, like what's wrong with being human, or like why are people attracted to being things that are other than being humans?
Totally. And like we definitely have had some clients that are like, I'm a mermaid and I'm like going to come out as a mermaid to my friends and like this is like part of my identity. But for me and for like the like mermaids that I like spend time with, it's way more like being into rock climbing than it is like being like transgender or gay.
Okay. So there's people.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
it's not like a personal identity. It's more like a hobby.
Yeah. It's like something you do.
Right.
Versus like, something that you like inherently are.
Totally. It's like a super fun, weird hobby that combines like makeup and costume making and special effects and modeling with, you know, free diving and holding your breath and swimming really hard. But it's not like my identity.
Okay, let's walk through. I'm looking to buy a tail and I go to you and I say, I need a mermaid tail. What happens next?
So I need about 22 measurements from you so that I can make it fit you just right. And I'll send you a little like sheet to fill out of all the measurements that I need. And then we also send you a coloring sheet for you to color for us. And then if you're not a good artist or you're not comfortable with that, then you can just send me some inspirational images and I'll do your design for you.
And then I've given you the measurements. I've colored in a rough sketch. How long till I get my mermaid tail?
We promised them in 6 months.
So let's say that it takes the 6 months. I've given you my 22 different measurements. And I've gotten significantly fatter over those 6 months. It can no longer fit into my tail.
You'll still fit.
Oh.
Yeah, the silicone is really, really stretchy. So as long as I like really like know where your butt is in relation to your knees and your ankles, your tail's gonna fit.
That's the key one, is like ass to ankles.
Yeah, like ass, knees, ankles, calves, thighs, like all of those measurements are like really important, like in relation to each other. But like width, they're like so stretchy. If you lost a bunch of weight, then it would be too small. I mean, it would be too big. It'd be baggy on you. But if you gained weight, you'd still fit in it.
So better to gain weight with a mermaid tail than lose it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yep. And we make them all like a little bit small, you know, so that they'll probably fit.
and then like we've now gotten me my mermaid tail. It's arrived. I put it on. I love it. And that's fantastic. Do you have like a separate persona related to being a mermaid?
Yeah, a lot of people do that. Especially like if they're performers, you know. You can think of it kind of like drag, you know, so they'll have like a mermaid name and their whole like mermaid character all worked out.
Do you have a mermaid character?
I'm my mermaid character all the time. So, I mean, I have like pink hair and I wear like, you know, like glitter in my hair and fake eyelashes and like pink nails, like every day.
But you're still just Maria. No, you're not some crazy mermaid name. Just yourself.
Yeah. No, well, Maria's a good mermaid name. Mermaid Maria.
Mermaid Maria is really nice.
Yeah. It sounds like a mermaid name.
Yeah. Brittany? That doesn't sound like a mermaid name. Yeah,
maybe if I was Brittany, I would have come up with something. But I feel like Maria is a good mermaid name.
So, okay. So when you mentioned like when you're down in the water in your mermaid tail, you're just loving it, having a great time. What do you feel like comes out most strongly in your personality or your character when you're in your mermaid outfit?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, I like put on a mermaid tail. I'm pretty sure like you'll like it. It's just like, if you like dressing up, you know, in dressing up in like an amazing costume, and our mermaid tails, they're like really nice. Like you look like a real mermaid, you know?
Yeah. You definitely look like real mermaids. So how can people see your work?
So to see our work, I mean, the best place to look is Instagram. Our Instagram is Sirenalia. So we like picked like the hardest name to spell or remember. It's Sirenalia. And it's just a perfect place to find out what's going on with us.
Thank you so much for being on the podcast. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're so welcome.
This was a bunch of fun for me.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Cool. I'm back. Thanks for listening. I really love hearing from you guys, so be sure to leave a rating and review wherever you get your podcast. And if you know someone with a weird job, we want to be best friends. Send us an email at hello@weirdworkpodcast.com. Okay, quick, beat the music, fade out. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.